Luke chapter 19. St. Luke chapter 19. I want to preach to you this morning about, has the Lord Jesus Christ called your name? Do you know Him personally today as Lord and Savior of your life? Let's all stand as you would as we read the Word of God and honor the Word of God. The Bible says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans." And the Bible says, "And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus for who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." And the Bible says, "And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham." And the Bible says in verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the day you have blessed us with. Thank you this morning for your word. And Father, for another opportunity to preach the word of God. Lord, I want to ask and pray this morning, Father, if there is one or more in our midst today that does not know you as Lord and Savior of their life. Father, maybe they come to church. Maybe they're a good person. Maybe they do all good works, and that's good and wonderful. But Father, that's not going to get them to heaven. Father, you said you came to seek and to save those that were lost. God, I pray that you would allow the Holy Spirit of God to be free in here this morning. God, I pray you would just give us power from on high. Just anoint us. Give us the very words that we need to hear this morning. Father, may it all be about you, about your glory and honor. And Father, speak to our hearts today. Draw us close to thee. Father, I pray that you'll be with our pastor this morning as he's not feeling well. I pray you would just put your hand upon him and give him strength, uplift them, encourage them, be with them in a very special way. Father, give us a good day in the Lord's house. God, I need your help this morning. I cannot do this without you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'm sure you have heard this story many, many times. Zacchaeus and the sycamore tree. Amen. But there's a few points that I want to share with you this morning that the Lord has given me that I want to speak to you about. The Bible says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho." Jesus was passing through. Can I tell you, he did not have to pass through that way. But I can tell you, I know for sure on the Word of God, the reason that he had passed that way, because I believe in my heart and I believe 100% that he knew that there was a man there called Zacchaeus that had sought out to seek Jesus, that had wanted to know him. Maybe Zacchaeus, of course, we're going to read that he was a tax collector, and maybe he was friends of Matthew or Levi, who the Lord had called his way, and that he got saved. Maybe Matthew was telling him all about the Lord and the wonderful things that he had done in his life. But Zacchaeus had set out to seek Jesus Christ. Can I tell you this morning, you could be here for a very special purpose. You could be here for a very special reason. Maybe you came out today just to hear the singing. Maybe you come out today just to hear the pastor, which, by the way, he's not here. If you want to hear some good preaching, come back next Sunday. Amen. He's a great preacher. You'll love him. Anyhow, maybe you just wanted to come and just be around friends, and that's all good. But I'll tell you what, if you're come to seek Jesus Christ, if you need Jesus as your Savior today, amen, he will pass by this way today. He's available to all. The Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So he had passed by Jericho. The Bible says, "And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus." Zacchaeus. That word there means righteous one, if you look that up in the Greek. Zacchaeus was his name. Righteous One was His name. In the Bible, the words, the numbers, the people's names, they all have a special meaning. And I thought about that. How could Zacchaeus be a righteous one? How can they name that when he was a tax collector? Nobody likes to pay taxes. Can I get an amen? And he would go out. I know that Zacchaeus, he was the chief over Jericho. And I believe he was the head of all that. And he would go out and collect those taxes. These publicans were people that had a lot of money. They would go out and they would say, Rick, you owe the Roman government $80, but you really only owed him $40. He would take the $40 and give it to the government and take the other $40 and stick it in his pocket. Now, I wasn't there. I don't know that. Well, that's what I hear. Amen. And I believe that's what they did. How else could a fella be rich? Amen. Back in those days, they would take from the people. But the word, he said he was a righteous man. The word Zacchaeus, which means Zacchaeus. Can I tell you? He was just doing what a sinner would do. Amen. Someone without Jesus, listen, sinners just do what sinners do. They act the way they want to do. They talk the way they want to talk. They do the things they want to do. How come? Because they're just sinners. Amen. They don't know any difference. But I tell you what, when you get saved by God's marvelous grace, when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, there ought to be a change in your life. Amen. So he was a man that went out and took a lot of money from people. Put it in his pocket. Probably bought a lot of things that he wanted. Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and the Bible says, and he was rich. Can I tell you, he was hated by the Jews. He was hated by the people because when he came, he would always say, well, you owe me this much and this much, and they would have to give it to him, and they would have to pay the bill, and he would take most of it. And the Bible says, and he was rich. Can I tell you, I don't believe Zacchaeus was happy. I don't believe he had that peace and that joy in his heart because he did not know the Savior. He knew what money could buy. He could go out and buy this and he could go out and buy that. Can I tell you, we do the same thing, amen. And we'll try to make things happy in our life by getting this and getting that. But it doesn't last very long. It doesn't last long. The only peace, the only joy, the only happiness you can have in your life is by putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He will give you true joy. He'll give you true peace. I don't believe Zacchaeus was happy. If he was, he'd have been home that day when Jesus was passing by, counting all his money. Maybe he was going to get ready to go to Wendy's and get a couple burgers, amen. Maybe he was going to go buy something. He had a need in his heart. He said he wanted to seek out Jesus Christ. Watch. The Bible says that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Did he hear from Matthew, Levi, the tax? Did he hear from somebody? Did he see the things that Jesus had done? Did he want that in his life? Let me ask you a question, sinner friend. Have you seen other Christians? Do you see the joy they have, the peace they have, the hope they have, the happiness they have, the contentment they have? Do you see that in other Christians? And do you want the same thing? Do you want that joy and hope and peace, knowing that one day your soul will be forever throughout eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? He said he came to seek him, who he was. Let me tell you what, Jesus is not just a good teacher. He's not just a good man. He's not just a healer, even though he could heal anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere with anything. Let me tell you, he's more than just a good person. He's more than just a good teacher. He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, amen. And he can save your soul today, praise God. If we seek him out. If we look for Jesus and seek him out. The Bible says over there, and he sought out Jesus for who he was and could not for the press because he was little of stature. I see this little guy, maybe he's 5 foot, maybe 4'11", I don't know. And I see the other tall people, and he's running around, and all these people running around, and they don't see him. He's running around trying to see Jesus, and I know he knew Jesus was coming by, but he's running down there, and maybe these people didn't like him, and they might have pushed him one time and rolled him 4 or 5 times down the road. Get out of here. We don't like you. Get away. But he kept coming back, and he did not stop. And no matter how little he was, he kept on going forward, and he thought, hey, I'm going to climb up this sycamore tree, and I'm going to see Jesus because I can't see over the heads of everybody else. Can I tell you, church, don't ever let anything stop you from coming to Jesus. Don't let the world stop you from being saved. Don't let your friends stop you from putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let nothing in this world stop you from coming to Christ. Amen. Zacchaeus didn't. He could have said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go home and I'm going to rest. I got to take my jacket off. I don't used to preach. Y'all, you see me with my dirty work clothes on. Now I got my clean clothes, praise the Lord. Amen. But he said, I'm coming to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. He didn't let nothing stop him. And the Bible says in verse 4, it says, and he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree. Now, those trees have a lot of branches at the bottom. And little as he was, he didn't have to get a ladder or help to get up. He probably started climbing up them branches one at a time so he overlooked everybody else. There's times in our life, church, that we've got to climb mountains. There's times in our life that we've got to go over the hills. Amen. And listen, but God, can I tell you, Jesus will always be there for you. I don't know if you're hurting, suffering, in pain or whatever, but Jesus knows you, and he'll seek you out if you're seeking him. Watch. He said he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. He ran. You know, what I kept thinking about this back in verse 2, it says he was the chief among the publicans. The very top guy. The guy that made more money than anybody. The one guy might have worked 4 or 5 jobs. He only worked one, but he made more money than anybody because he was rich. He was the chief among the publicans. You know, Paul said the same exact thing. Paul said that, watch. Over in 1 Timothy, he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said, I was the chief sinner. I was the worst of all sinners. I killed Christians. I had them persecuted. I didn't like Jesus. Paul thought he was doing God a favor by going out and persecuting Christians. Amen. But listen, he didn't care about Jesus. But let me tell you what. Jesus Christ met him on the road to Damascus. He sought out Paul. Paul became a brand new creature, a different person. He started living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I'm the chief of sinners. He said, I'm worse than anybody else. You might be here today, and you might say, God can't save me. I've done so much in my life that he will never forgive me. Can I tell you, you're wrong. I've done so many things, said so many things, been so many places. I've been doing this, I've been doing that. I've cheated, I've stolen, I've lied. Hey, listen, he can't save me. Yes, he can. He says he's not willing that any should perish and that all should come to repentance. Hey, look, you might be here today and you might be thinking, I can't get saved because I'm a terrible person. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus cared about you. And he'll save your soul. It doesn't matter where you've been in the past. He can make a change in your life. He said, I'm the chief of sinners. Watch, verse number 4. The Bible says he had climbed up and ran up. You know, back in these days back there, men, especially elderly men, they didn't run. They didn't run. Remember the story of the prodigal son? You've heard that preached? How when he see the son, he ran out to his son. Men didn't do that back in the East when they were older. Zacchaeus did. He ran to the sycamore tree. He climbed up the sycamore tree. Can I tell you, he humbled himself before God. What's Zacchaeus doing running? This man with all this money, this man with all this prestige, this man that everybody knows, he's running? Wait a minute, he's not only running, Fred, but he's going up a tree. Can I tell you, he was humbling himself before God Almighty. He wanted to get up that tree. He wanted to see Jesus. I'll tell you what, church, before we come to God, we got to humble ourselves. The Bible says over there, watch, James 4:10, humble yourselves before and in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's exactly what Zacchaeus did. He got lifted up by that tree. Amen. He climbed up that tree, and he was going to see Jesus coming down the road, and he was going to get to meet him. Watch the next verse. And the Bible says when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. Zacchaeus was looking down. Jesus was looking up. Can I tell you today, if you're saved and you know Christ as your Savior, Jesus is looking down at you, and we need to look up. But the Bible says Jesus came down the road and he looked up. All this mighty crowd around, all these people around, Jesus could have started shaking hands, this and that, and talking to everybody. But the first thing he did was look up that tree. He knew Zacchaeus was there. He knew that man wanted to meet him. He knew that he had someone that had a chance to be saved that day. He looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. The Bible says he looked up. Jesus Christ is now looking down. He's looking down today at a lost and dying world and people that need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. He's looking from heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and I. And He wants you to be saved. Amen. And He's looking down today. And I believe He's praying today that the Holy Spirit of God will get a hold of some heart and someone will come to Christ today. Amen. Somebody that needs Jesus. He's looking down today. But He looked at Zacchaeus and He looked up, because He knew that's where He was. And He told Zacchaeus, He said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." You know what else I like about this? Zacchaeus and Jesus never met before. They never had a conversation, but Jesus knew his name. Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knew exactly who Zacchaeus was. By name. Can I tell you today? He knows your name. He knows your name today. I'm glad He knows my name, praise God. He knows us today. Christian, no matter what you're going through, what you're struggling with, Jesus knows you today. He knows the hurt, the pain, the suffering that you are going through. And listen, sinner friend, if you're not saved, He knows your name today. He wants you to be saved today. If you're not saved, the Bible says He looked up and saw him and said unto him, "Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Watch. Zacchaeus was thought that he was seeking Jesus. But can I tell you, Jesus was seeking him. Jesus was seeking Zacchaeus. Because he came and he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus," he called him by name, "come on down. Let's do this right now. Let's go to the house. We're going to get things solved today." Let me tell you something. The song I sang, "It won't be long till we see Jesus." Listen, I have no idea when He's coming back. It could be today. We don't know. I believe He's waiting for that last soul to get saved today, that last sinner to come to repentance. But He could come back at any time. Jesus told Zacchaeus, "Make haste. Don't sit up there and eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You get down here now, because I want to talk to you." Hey, Christian, listen, we need to draw close to God. And sinner, let me tell you something before He comes back. Sinner, let me tell you something before that trumpet sounds, or before we take our last breath, we better know where we're heading. Because there's only two places. My friends, there's a place called heaven and there's a place called hell. And that's where you will spend an eternity. There's no doubt about it. I didn't say it. The Bible says it. And by the way, Jesus spoke more about heaven, about hell, than He did about heaven. Because He doesn't want anybody to go there. Make haste. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day." Don't think you have a lot of time. Don't think you, "Well, I'm young. I still got another 50 years. I tell my wife all the time. She says, "Oh, you need to slow down a little bit. You need to calm down. You're too wired up. You work, you do this and that." I said, "Well, honey, hopefully I got another 30 years in me." I have no idea. I could get all stressed out, my blood pressure worked up. I could die today, I don't know. But I tell you what, Pam, I know where I'm going. I know who Jesus is, amen. I know that He's my Savior today, amen. I know that He watches over me. And listen, we need to make haste. If the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to your heart, my friends, you need to do something today. Not tomorrow. A friend of mine that worked for me, he was only 28 years old. And his girlfriend, they had been dating for 3 years. She had took some kind of crazy drug. And that very night she died and slipped off into eternity. We don't have an idea when we're going to take our last breath. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. But I'm telling you this morning, if the Spirit of God speaks in your heart, make haste. Come down from that aisle and talk to somebody about salvation today. Now, Zacchaeus did. Watch what Zacchaeus did. Let me show you real quick. I won't be long. The Bible says, "And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully." Received him joyfully. I said it before, I'll say it again. Zacchaeus was rich. Zacchaeus had everything he needed. But he wanted something that was missing in his heart. The love of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in his life. And he was missing something in his life. And he wanted Jesus, amen. And Jesus came and sought him out, amen. And Jesus saved his soul, amen. Let me tell you something. Make haste. Don't wait. Because we never know. The Bible says, "And received him joyfully." If you want joy in your heart, if you want peace in your heart, something that the world cannot give, go ahead and go to Jesus. Go ahead and invite Him into your heart. Go ahead and talk to Him. Go ahead and ask for forgiveness of your sins and invite Him into your heart. The Bible says He came down and He did joyfully. And the Bible says, "And when they saw it, they all murmured," talking about the people there, "that He was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner." Jesus loves sinners. Jesus loves the worst of the worst. Jesus cares about every soul that there is. When he died on Calvary 2,000 years ago and he shed his blood and gave his very life, he cared about the worst of worst sinners that there ever was. You and I all know somebody that we don't like. Is that true? I'm the preacher, and sometimes I feel that way. It's true. I'm human. Forgive me, Lord. But I got to tell you, Jesus loves them. Jesus cares about them, Jim, as much as he loves you and me. Amen. He cares about you today. He loves you. Watch. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." Amen. Let me tell you something. Zacchaeus got saved. Zacchaeus was a changed person. Amen. I don't know if he did tax collection, but if he did, he probably only collected what the Roman government told him to get. Let me tell you something. When you get saved, child of God, when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, there ought to be a different change in your life, a definite change. The Bible says over there, it says, let me find it. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Salvation brings about a definite change. The places that we used to go to that aren't good, we shouldn't go to them anymore. The places that we didn't want to go to that we should, like the house of God, that's where we ought to go. The things that we used to do that weren't good, we shouldn't do anymore. And the things that we didn't want to do back then, we should do today. Study the Word, read the Word, apply the Word, pray, witness. Hey, listen, tell people about Jesus. When you get saved, there was a change in Zacchaeus' life. And there ought to be a change in your life. He said, "Lord," he said, "I'm going to give half of my goods to the poor. I'm going to go home and get in my safe, and I'm going to take out half my money, and I'm going to go around to every..." Could you imagine all the people he had to find, all the things he had to do, everything he had to do to give back to the poor? He said, "I'm giving half of my goods to the poor. I'm going to give them half of them." And not only that, he said, "But if I took more money than what I should have, if they gave me 10... or 20, I'm going to give them back four times what they gave me." There was a change in that man. Christian, when you get saved, people ought to look at you. People ought to see you. People ought to see a change in your life. Ought to see a difference in you. Not just because we come to the house of God. Not just that. But how about when you go out to eat dinner? You want to pray? Do people laugh at you sometimes, make fun? "What's that guy doing?" "I'm praying to God, my Savior." Hey, listen, go ahead and witness. There ought to be a change in our life. There was a change in Zacchaeus' life. He proved it. Watch. Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham." He saved to the uttermost. His past sins are forgiven. He went out and he sought Jesus. Jesus came and sought him out, brought him down from the sycamore tree. He got saved. He got born again. Amen. Salvation. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Let me tell you something. Isaiah said that. Look, the songwriter put it right when he said, and he wrote the songs, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ." We're sinners saved by God's marvelous grace. Amen. And all you got to do, you see, Zacchaeus didn't have to go to work to get saved. Jesus saved him. All you got to do is put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's all you have to do. He did all the work on Calvary. He suffered and bled and died 2,000 years ago for your sins and my sins. Now let me share Jesus' mission and I'll be done. Watch. Verse number 10. "For the Son of Man," speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, "came to seek and to save that which was lost." That's why he came. He didn't come to be a great miracle worker, although he did. He didn't come to be a great teacher, although he was the greatest. He didn't come to be so well known. He came, my friends, and left all of heaven's splendor so that you and I could have salvation, so that you and I could one day see our Savior face to face and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and know that when we take our last breath and when that trumpet sounds, know that we're going to be with Him throughout all eternity. All eternity. Hell's a real place. Torment and the flame forever without God, the darkness, the hurt, the pain. Jesus said, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. Can you guys get us a song together? I...